Hey, this is Fabio. How can I help you?
I'm looking for the phone number for the home. This is Deluxe Home Healthcare.
Yeah, how can I help you?
Out of Wyandotte County, though. We need a number for the Wyandotte County.
You want to sign up for home care?
Yeah, I would do. You want to sign up for it?
You want to get a caregiver for yourself?
No. I want to be the caregiver. And the person that wants me to do the caregiver is right here, though. Hold on.
What is your qualification for he be a home health care? What is his qualification?
If the patient has Medicaid and lives in the counties that we service, then he can have anyone older than the age of 18 to be his caregiver.
Do they have to have a record? If they got a record?
I'm not sure. No, only if they want to work as a caregiver. But if they work as a caregiver for a family member, they bring along their patient, then it's different. So if they bring along their patient, they don't need to have many, like, just basic things, like adults and, you know.
Okay. The patient is me, right?
Okay, so let me
Medicaid.
Check your Medicaid status. What is your first and last name?
Okay, first I want to ask you a question before I do that because I'm with another
no
company.
Problem.
But, okay, I want to ask you, he on probation. My nephew on probation. Could he be my caregiver on probation?
Let me see. Okay, so I'm not sure if it's going to affect him, but if they're going to do a background check, then they will tell you afterwards. So
they had to do a background check, right?
Probably, yeah. But probably it won't affect him.
Yeah, because the company I'm with now, they say people can't be on probation.
So, look, we're going to do a background check, and if it's going to come back clear, then.
Okay. So what he had to do, come in and put the application in?
No, so we're actually signing you up over the phone. We do everything over the phone or online. And
he can give you know, information. First, I want to see if he can go through. Then if he can go through, I can hire him as my caregiver. Here he is. Give, do it on the phone.
Give me information.
Hello?
Hi. Okay, so first I need your grandmother's information. Is that your grandmother?
My grandmother? Yeah, yes, it is.
Okay. Yeah, so I need her first and last name and date of birth to check her Medicaid status.
Okay, first and last name.
Terry Adams.
Terry Adams. T-E-R-R-I.
T-E-R-R-I.
T-E-R-R-Y. T-E-R-R-Y?
Last name?
Yeah. Adams, A-D-A-M-S.
Okay, and what is your date of birth?
One eleven, 1956.
Is that correct?
Yes. Okay, but how much do y'all pay an hour? Because I don't want to go to
our starting pay is our starting pay is $14.75, and you can request a bone like a startup bonus when you bring along your patient. So.
Okay, because they have 24-hour service.
Mm-hmm. I'm not sure. I don't know if they're gonna like, but first where they're gonna approve 40 hours a week, and then they're gonna see because I think they start with 40 hours a week.
Yeah. So they don't do 24 hours a week.
The home care services, the government doesn't cover 24 hours. They cover like a few hours, like let's say 10 hours a day. They don't usually cover so much. That's a different kind of service. But we can first start with the 40 hours a week.
40 hours?
Yeah?
Yeah, she says she only got part time, though. I don't know.
I got 24 hours care.
24 hour care?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
24 hours.
What does 24 hours of care a day mean, man? Hello?
Yeah.
She says she got 24 hours a day care.
I have so many hours in daytime and I have so many hours in nighttime.
Yeah. You ever heard of that?
Yeah, so actually, that's what I said. We don't do 24 hour, but we do, like, first we start with like, 40 hours a week. And if she wants, then she can try with a different agency that does, like, a little bit more. But first, maybe we start with us for 40 hours a week.
That's cool.
But are you sure she has Medicaid? Because I don't see it coming up. Does she know her Medicaid number or her social so I can pull that up?
Do you have Medicaid or Medicare?
Medicaid.
You got Medicaid? She said she do got Medicaid.
Okay, so does she have her Medicaid number?
Yeah, she's driving right now.
Let me just confirm again. The T-E-R-R-Y and A-D-A-M-S.
A-D-A-M-S, yep.
And 1-11-1956?
Yeah.
Oh, so it doesn't come up. Sometimes I need either the social or the Medicaid ID number.
She'll call you back with the information. She's driving right now, though, so...
Let me give her my direct phone number.
Okay.
So you can write it down for her. My direct phone number is 314.
Can you text it to me? Wait, I don't have a pen on me.
I'm
going to
text it. Yeah, I'm going to text it.
No, I got one. What is it?
314-501-2511.
2511?
Yep.
2511?
Yeah. I'm also texting it to you, so just tell me if you got a text.
Okay.
You got it?
See, you text? Hold on. That ain't coming through. Is it a text message? Yeah, I got it.
Okay.
Yeah, I got it.
You can give me a call back with the information, okay? I will be happy to help you.
Okay, the next about an hour when we get done driving.
Oh, okay. No problem.
All right. Have a blessed day, all right?
You too. Bye-bye.